Tonight, as the U.S. launches a new attack on Iran, the second in 24 hours, President Trump now declaring the ceasefire over.
I think it's over. I don't want to deal with them anymore. They're scum. You know what scum is? There's something wrong with them. They're cuckoo.
The new U.S. strikes hitting Iran's coastal radar sites and anti-ship missile locations.
All out of us.
A larger attack than last night, when 80 targets were hit. It comes in response to Iran firing on three cargo ships near the Strait of Hormuz. The big question, what comes next? Overnight, Iran launching missiles at U.S. bases in the Gulf. Those missiles intercepted. The Pentagon releasing video of more than 20 Navy warships patrolling waters near the Middle East. President Trump today sending mixed signals, first saying he would let peace talks continue, then a few hours later saying this.
I'm not sure I want to make a deal with him. We can play games, but I'm not sure I want to make a deal. Let's just finish the job.
And tonight, the calm has been shattered in the oil markets. Gas prices for Americans set to go up. The president asks, are we about to see full-blown war again?
No, I don't think it's going to start again. I think it's going to go very quickly. They hit a couple of ships, and so we hit them much harder. When they hit, we hit.
So let's get right to Rachel Scott live in Turkey tonight. And Rachel, amid this escalation with Iran right now and the surging oil prices already, there are also questions tonight about this new Air Force One, that gift from Qatar, and why it left Turkey tonight without the president.
Yes, David, the president has been touting this new plane, so it was surprising when that Qatari jet left without him and headed toward the UK. The president said it was to give troops stationed there an opportunity to view the plane, but tonight it is raising new questions about whether security concerns played a factor. The president later departed Turkey on an older model of Air Force One, David.